What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Baseball Connection. So, another great weekend of baseball is in the books. Let's take stock of where we're at. I think now is a really good time to just at least peek at the standings. We're at the end of the first month of the season. Of course, I think it's still early. I usually start looking at the standings around mid-May. June for sure. Mid-May is usually when we start looking at it. Let's take an early peek at the standings to see who's off to a good start, who's off to a not so good start as far as teams go with 1 month in the books. So the AL East is led by the Yankees, and the Orioles are just one game behind them. The Central is led by the Cleveland Guardians, Kansas City just 2.5 games behind them. Then you have AL West led by Seattle with the Texas Rangers just 0.5 game behind them. In the National League, we have in the NL East, the Braves leading the East with just the Phillies 1.5 games behind them. The Brewers lead the Central with the Cubs 0.5 game behind them. And the Dodgers lead the West with the Giants 3.5 games behind them. I would say the biggest surprise in the early going is in the AL West, the Houston Astros in last place in the AL West. Who would have imagined? Who would have imagined the Astros? They sit at 9-19 right now. 6 games out. Of course, it's still early. It's not time to panic by any means, but it's just a surprisingly slow start. I guess all the injuries caught up to the Astros so far in the early going, but you know, not what most people predicted 1 month into the season. The Cleveland Guardians, you know, they've been the best team in the American League. They and the Braves, you know, been jockeying for the best record in baseball, basically. So, and they actually just had a head-to-head matchup this weekend, which we'll talk about. We'll talk about that in a moment. So what you have right now is power rankings where, if you look at Major League Baseball's power rankings, they're ranking Atlanta as number one in baseball. And the Orioles 2, Dodgers 3, Guardians 4, Yankees 5. Those are your top five in the power rankings. So let's talk about some of the games over the weekend and how we got to this point as we open a new week. So we talk about the Astros struggling a lot, but they returned to Mexico City with a series sweep, a two-game sweep. They play the Rockies 2 games in Mexico City. We all know it's 7,000 plus feet elevation. It's always an offensive show-out whenever teams play in Mexico City. The ball carries like crazy there. And that's what we saw for the 2 games. You know, the first game, I believe Astros scored 12 runs and they won 8-2 in the second game. Just a lot of offense. But you saw Framber Valdez take the mound on Sunday and he looked sharp. He looked sharp. I mean, to keep the Rockies to 2 runs in Mexico City, that says a lot. Kyle Tucker hit a home run in the first inning, which looked like a pop out. I mean, it was only 97 miles an hour off the bat, but with that kind of elevation, the altitude, it's enough to get the ball out of there. And that put the Astros up for good, and they didn't look back. Framber Valdez was pitching for the first time since April 2nd. He threw 71 pitches. Astros were targeting for him to throw 70-75, and that's what he did. He threw 5 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts, and looked really good. So you're talking about a ground ball pitcher. His career ground ball rate leads Major League Baseball since 2018. So the altitude didn't seem to affect him because that's not his game anyway. He gets a lot of ground balls. So 5 innings, 6 strikeouts for La Grasa. So they call him. We talk about the Braves, right? The Atlanta Braves and the Cleveland Guardians. So they had a head-to-head matchup in Atlanta this weekend. And on Sunday, they got a 4-3 win over the Guardians thanks to a walk-off single by Austin Riley in the 10th inning. I mean, he couldn't have picked a better time to get his first RBI of the weekend series. He was 0-for-8 on the series heading into Sunday's rubber match. He got 2 hits on the day, including that 10th inning walk-off single, helped the Braves get a 4-3 win over the Guardians. Great head-to-head matchup against the two best teams in baseball. And, you know, last year with the Braves, they scored a lot in the first inning. 146 first inning runs. And this year has been a little different. You know, they've been scoring a lot of runs in the 7th inning or later. And that's what we're seeing. 62 of their 145 total runs have come in the 7th inning or later. That's most in Major League Baseball. So flipping the script a little bit here in the early going, but a win's a win at the end of the day. you saw good pitching from both sides. Bryce Elder for Atlanta, he went 5 1/3, 2 runs, and 4 hits. On the other side, Ben Lively, he was solid for the Guardians, 4 1/3, 1 run, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts. He's actually been having a really good year under the radar. Not many people have realized how well Ben Lively has been pitching, but obviously when you're playing on a good team like that, it helps, right? The team puts up a lot of runs for you and makes it easy. You just got to keep him in the game and they'll give you a chance to win. Let's talk about an ace in the AL Central. We know his name, Tarik Skubal, but this dude he's taking another step this year. So Tarik Skubal, the way he finished last season, I mean, this guy didn't want the season to end. And that's because he was pitching so well. And the way he started this season, I mean, he just carried off what he was doing in 2023. He was AL Pitcher of the Month last September, where he went 4-0 with a 0.90 ERA in his final 5 starts. And through 6 starts this year, he's 4-0 with a 1.72 ERA. I mean, he has a case to repeat for April. He could definitely win AL Pitcher of the Month again for the month of April. He finished off the month really strong. I mean, he's the first pitcher in Tigers history with 40 plus strikeouts and less than 9 walks through his first 6 starts. He's one of the best pitchers in the league. Make no mistake about it. And pitching against the Royals on Sunday, he looked sharp. I mean, he struck out 6 over 7 innings of 1-run ball. Tigers won 4-1 on Sunday afternoon at Comerica Park. I mean, you're getting a left-hander who throws upper 90s velo, plus changeup, curveball, you name it. I mean, this dude's going to be a challenge for everyone. So a 4-1 victory for one of the best pitchers in baseball. If you haven't noticed, you haven't paid attention, he is. He absolutely is. Masterful outing from Tarik Skubal. A team that's streaking right now is the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota Twins have won 7 in a row. 7 in a row. So, I mean, just a week ago, they were just trying to reverse their early season struggles. A week later, now all of a sudden, they've won 7 straight games they can't lose. They beat the Angels, Angel Stadium on Sunday. They swept the White Sox and the Angels. Of course, the White Sox are kind of a lost cause this season, but the Angels have actually been pretty solid. But 7 straight is 7 straight, and that's what the Minnesota Twins have done. And you're going to have streaks like this throughout the year. Every now and then, every couple of weeks, you're going to see this new team. Oh, this team's on the streak. This team's on the streak. That's one of the nice things about baseball. You just got to make sure that the hot streaks are better than the cold streaks. If you're a team that's looking to make the playoffs, that's how it goes. Baseball tends to be, I talk about it a lot, it tends to be a high variance sport. You know, there's no team. Well, there's usually maybe one or two teams that are just, you know, foot on the gas all season long. They win 100+ games, but most teams have their ups and downs. You just got to make sure the ups are more prevalent than the downs. Let's head to New York, where the Mets walked off on the Cardinals. Mark Vientos was back in the big leagues and he capitalized on his call-up. Walk-off home run from Mark Vientos saying, hey, I'm up in the big leagues. I want to be here to stay this time. And that's what he did. Yeah, 2 for 2 with that homer right there in the 11th inning. 2-run homer to send the Mets home. And the Mets beat the Cardinals, final score of 4-2. What was a well-pitched game on both sides. Jose Quintana for the Mets, 8 innings of 1-run ball. Lance Lynn on the other side, 5 innings, 1-run ball. And then the bullpens looked really good. You just got that one big swing from Mark Vientos in the bottom of the 11th. And that was all she wrote. That was enough to win the game. Francisco Lindor also homered in this game. He's been slowly seeming to come out of his early season funk here. But they're going to need him. They're going to need him to continue hitting and flip things around immediately if they want to win. At the end of the day, I would say those are the main highlights from the end of the weekend, you know, from Sunday's games. Talk about the standings. We start a new slate of games as the week begins. You know, some interesting matchups as the weeks begin. You have some good ones. For example, you got Atlanta at Seattle, Jared Kelnick making his trip back to Seattle. Not that he's like a high impact player by any means, but that's an interesting storyline. You have the Yankees and Orioles in a key AL East matchup. You have some good storylines there. So as you start the week, interesting series, nothing like huge marquee matchup, but you know, some good storylines. I'd say the Kelnick one to Seattle. And of course the AL East matchup between two the two top teams in the division. So that's going to do for today, folks. If you enjoyed this, please share it with someone who'd be interested. And we'll see you next time on Baseball Connection.